Welcome to E-commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. And this is going to be an extra special guest interview where I'm bringing on one of our long-term students, Zamani Cyril Shezi, who has been with us for a long time. And I've just followed his story and love hearing his story. And just before this recording, I've been checking in with him and I love to see how his story is unfolding. And what we're going to do is dive into a little bit about what got him fired up to start an e-commerce, some of the challenges that he covered along the way, and where he's going with this new business. But this story is really one that really gives me goosebumps and fires me up, and I think is one that will inspire a lot of people too. So Zamani, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for taking some time to talk to me this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Warwick, to introduce me into this today's podcast. And I appreciate it a lot, as I've been saying, and I wish that everything that I wish goes well.
That's awesome. And, you know, Zamani, you're an active member of our communities, and I always see you popping up answering other people's questions and asking your questions all the time. And I'm so glad that we're having this chance to chat, to catch up, and to take a look at your story, because it is really, truly an impressive story. So why don't you take us back just in terms of your story? Why don't you take us back to before you had this online business of yours? Like, what was it about e-commerce and selling online that captured your attention and made you want to start looking at this as an opportunity for yourself?
Oh, thanks for that question, Warwick. Warwick, it's personal. It's personal. Actually, from my high school levels, I've been selling some stuff at school, selling some like ball pens and lollipops and all those things. I had this passion to buy and sell some stuff, even to students who were at school. So it came out to be when, even after my matric, I've got a piece job, but I wanted to follow my passion. So I ended up selling some toilet rolls where I used to buy from the manufacturers and come and sell into my township, where I was selling by door to door. So actually, all in all, what I was doing was called hustling. I was hustling. Since in the township, we are surrounded by hustlers, there are few entrepreneurs. Up until to a stage whereby I able to notice or differentiate hustling and entrepreneurship. So when it comes to hustling, Warwick, there is this thing of that you want to do things, you want to be seen, you want to do it yourself, you want to make some sales, you want to please people. But at the end, you will be drained, because when every time you're knocking door to door selling some products to people, they will take advantage. Some they won't pay enough money. Some they won't be there when you are there to come and collect. Some they won't even like notice what you're trying to show them and what you're trying to sell to them. So I came to a point whereby I've just fell. I couldn't have enough money to stock. I couldn't have like time when it's because hustling is time consuming. You have to go door to door each and every time. But when the time I came to say, no, let me sit down now and try some new ways, some new things to try to do things in a new ways. Like, I was introduced to something which is called entrepreneurship in a further level compared to what I was in on my brains, like hustling. So there's a difference between hustling and entrepreneurship. Hustling is where, as I explained, and entrepreneurship is where about you leverage It's a lot about leverage, and it's working well for me. I've learned. So ever since I've joined e-commerce, I've managed to differentiate hustling and entrepreneurship. So yeah, on e-commerce, I don't even recall how Warwick Kenz got me, but what I'm pretty sure about is when I was on Facebook where I saw your ad and where I just say, no, you know what, now with my last dollar, I want to join this course. I want to learn something new. I want to make a difference. It was all about personal development. I wanted to develop myself. So I joined the course with the little money I had, and I started. You will recall when I used to send you some emails, and I would say, hey, Warwick, hey, this month, hey, things are tough. And luckily and thankfully that you are such a great man who understands. I'm not promoting some like maybe clients that were not paying for you or what, but you hold me on your hands and you guided me and you gave me that hope. That's okay. Even if I have those hiccups, but you will support my ideas and the goal that I had. So I went along with the course, Warwick. I've learned a lot. E-commerce has opened my mind, and I found myself as developed in such many things and many ways.
Yeah, I love that. I love the differentiation between hustling and entrepreneurship, and that really it's about the leverage and about being able to scale, because you only have so much time in the day. And when you're hustling, yes, as you say, you get tired and it's just an endless battle. But entrepreneurship and leveraging your time lets you grow a bigger business. But and this is important for you also, because you've got a full-time job as a professional truck driver.
Yes.
And you're doing this in your spare time, hustling when you've got limited time, or building a system that can grow and you can leverage. So I love that, and especially about your personal development. But as you went down this journey, you know, one thing was just getting started. But I want to ask you a little bit about the challenges and maybe the speed bumps that you've come across since trying to start building your business before you've really got it up and running and getting sales.
Yes. The first challenge I had was money. I'll put it that way. It was money. I recall when I was in the middle of your course, I ran out of cash. So the only thing that I had to sell in my room was to sell my 42-inch TV flat screen. My daughter she's like 8 years old. She used to watch some cartoons, and I told her, listen here, things are tough, but I want to develop myself. One day you'll thank me. Can I please sell this TV for now, so that I'll have some to raise some money to complete the course? And for her, she couldn't understand it. But for me, I knew what I was trying to do. Up until now, I've managed by that time I sold the TV and I've managed to complete the course, because what was important to me was to find this education from the Inzaga E-commerce Academy so that I will be brave enough to continue with what I want to do. So that was the biggest challenge to complete the course. Along the way, as I was completing and building my website, as you mentioned about time, my career or my profession demand takes a lot of time. We'll be driving long distance, and I was thinking, how I will continue with my side hustle, yet my profession wants me every day, where I'll be driving a truck from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Maybe after 21:00, I'll be settling and sitting down and couldn't go and sell. So, but e-commerce and the websites, there's this flexibility. Sometimes I'll be driving a truck and maybe checking my phone, parking on the other side, or with this cha-ching sound, ish, I've made a sale. It's a nice feeling. Although I'm not making millions or thousand yet, but that sale, that's one thing, that's one spark. It makes a lot of difference and makes me to continue to don't give up. So that was some of the challenges.
Amazing. And tell me about that feeling when you're driving the truck long nights. It's like 9 o'clock at night and maybe you're feeling a bit tired and your phone is on the dashboard and you hear that cha-ching, the app on your phone that tells you that you just made a sale. How does that feel for you?
It's so exciting, Warwick. Sometimes, you see, I've got those tears of joy. tears of joy. I mean, so when there's something happening, no, there's this thing that's a wow. I've managed to sell something without talking to anyone, but there's a website that is running. There's a system. There's an app that is running for me. It's so amazing. So amazing. So, you know, sometimes when with the trucks that we are using, we are under supervision. There are drive cams, the drive cameras. So yes. We are not allowed to touch a cell phone anytime. So when I'll be parking aside, the first thing that I go to my Shopify back end just to see what has happened, just to see the traffic that I've driven, any sale. Sometimes I'll be 0-0 today and I'll be disappointed. But I know there's one day when I open, there's a sale. Hey, I've managed to make maybe 500 rand. It's a lot. It's a lot to me. That 500 rand means a lot to what I'm doing and to what from what I've been learned or I've been taught to do.
And I love that. And, you know, every 500 rand is a lot and it does add up. And like that motivation of getting that one sale, then two sales and more sales and more sales and seeing where this can go for you. I think that's really powerful, is to look ahead and to see, you know, what's your kind of long-term idea for this? Like where do you think that this business, this e-commerce store could take you in your life? And what do you think it could open up for you?
I will share something which is so very personal again. Sometimes you see, maybe anyone who's listening, who is about to begin this course, who is interested to know more about e-commerce. The personal thing is that for now, from the beginning, from day one, to me, I'm taking all this as I'm regarding myself as a student. Everything which is happening here, I'm still learning. I'm still learning from adding some apps that will support my business. I'm still learning because there are some techniques and some issues that you have to go through. As from your quotes, from the Nelson Mandela quotes, it always seems impossible until it is done. So Absolutely. Everything that I invite or introduce, everything that I introduce or add to my website, it will challenge me. It will make me more better than yesterday. So what's happening now is that, as you're asking your question, that's where do I see myself? I know, Warwick, for now, I'll be honest, I haven't profited yet from the business. What I'm still trying to do now is to at least to break the even. But the day I will graduate from this e-commerce thing is the day I'll make a profit. I hope Absolutely. You understand what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
The day I will graduate in e-commerce. Yes, the day I'll graduate in e-commerce is the day I'll make a profit. It is where I will start to able to finance all the lifestyle that I've designed for myself. I think you understand. It's all very personal. For now, it's nice. It's study time to me. I'm taking some of my savings to build my business because I have this belief that I won't quit my job because of like maybe to start a business, but I'm starting this business to quit my job in future so that this business will make money for me and able to finance my lifestyle. That is the positive thoughts I have for now.
I can't tell you how inspiring that is for me. I'm getting goosebumps as you're saying that. You know, for anybody to have that approach where your goal is personal development, your goal is learning, your goal is enabling yourself to have a skill. Like, you know, they say, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, teach him how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. And you are teaching yourself to fish in that analogy. And I think you are on the right track. And I love following your journey over the past couple of years. And when that day comes, hopefully not too far in the distance, when you do turn a profit and you graduate yourself, as you say, I love that. Then I think we should get on the call. I'd love to celebrate with you and just keep supporting you through this journey. I love what you're creating and what your business and your e-commerce store is building out into. But ultimately, just the journey that you're on, you know, going from not knowing anything about this and taking, like you said, the last bits of money that you had and investing in yourself. Yeah. You sold your TV to be able to do this. And those are bold maneuvers. Those are, you know, fortune favors are bold. And when you keep believing in yourself, which is what you're doing, and knowing that focusing on educating yourself, focusing on personal development, then the results will come. And it's not always about having the lifestyle tomorrow, but it's about next year or longer on in the future. And I just love that that's your focus and your determination. And so for anybody who's really just starting out at the moment, like who's thinking like, is e-commerce something that they could try? What would you say to that kind of person?
As I always say, that you must start small, regardless of your background. You know me, I always emphasize this, I was a technophobic person. I had a laptop, but the only thing that I used to use the laptop for was to watch movies and to play music. Up until the day where I was about to apply for another vacancy or a job, I had no one around me. I had to print or type. I mean, I had to type my own CV to forward it to that, to apply. It took me maybe 2 hours to do that. It is where I got that thing that, no, you know what, now I need to learn. I need to develop myself. I need to make sure that I understand things. If I couldn't do something, it means that there's something wrong that I'm not doing right. So I'll encourage anyone who wants to start building his online store, who wants to be introduced to e-commerce, that come and join us. The key is to find education. Come and speak to those who have traveled on this journey. They will give you the correct answers so that you're going to know and to find the correct answers on how to do things. You must find out how things work. The only way, like there's this thing, Warwick, the only way that I can get help from you is by reading your books or by following you or by trying to be next to you. You see, it's like you are a millionaire trying to teach me how to make a million. So the only way that I will connect to you is to be next to you. It's not easy for you to come from where you are and come to my township here in Durban and come and sit with me and say, Zamani, here's how to catch the fish. But the only way to do it is to come and seek help from those to go and seek help from those who has traveled on the journey. I hope I'm answering your question, Warwick.
100%. And you know, I use that approach myself. When I want to learn something new, I will go into a program. And it's such a great world that we live in now where we can talk like this, we can communicate at a distance, you can learn being in Durban and I'm in Joburg. And there isn't a limit of where you are. And we can do it online. And I absolutely love it. And like I say, I just love seeing your journey from when we first connected to where you are now. And I look forward to being part of your journey moving forward and celebrating to you with you when you graduate yourself out of e-commerce, out of our training, and when you make that profit. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm honest and very humble when I say that your story does really inspire me. And I know it inspires a lot of other people too. And I hope that you recognize that you're on the path to great things. And I'm just privileged to be a bystander witnessing it.
Yes, that'll be a good news for all of us. Because the other thing I forgot, sometimes when we want to start something, we'll be driven by fear. And when we are on the journey, you will be driven by that thing to perfectionism. You want to be perfect. You see, you told us one day that we mustn't try to be perfect on our website. As long as the website is running, to put it live, drive traffic, add some minimum viable products. Anyone who will log into my website, he will notice. Someone who is an expert will notice some mistakes. But someone who knows nothing about the website, he will see it as another website, like under other online shop, online stores. He will be grateful. He will say, "How ish? They've got this and this, this and that," and then they will buy. What I'm trying to say is, trying to be perfect won't take you far. But start and grow, build. And do it. Have those challenges. Ask from the community. Ask from your mentor. Try to gather some information to find more knowledge so that you'll experience. Once you're experimenting, you'll come up with what is experience. And then one day, maybe 10, 15 years from now, I'll be raising my hands and say, I did it. With that small education that I got or with that small products that I had, but I did it. I'm here where I am because of I following the right tracks and listening to my mentor. I really, Warwick, one, I appreciate and thank you very much, Warwick, for holding my hand. As from day one to today, even this conversation we are having today, it's so personal to me to see someone who's in a higher level to come down to me and pick me on my with my hand and trying to show me the way. I really appreciated Warwick.
Well, thank you for saying that. But really, I love following your story. And what you've said now is just like, get started, trust yourself. Don't try and let it be perfect. Just go for it and ask for help from the community. And that's where, if anybody listening to this, if you want to chat to Zamani, go into our Facebook community, and he's always in there. Likewise with myself. And Zamani, I'm so grateful for your time today. And I think we should end it off on this high note to say, you know, anybody who's looking to get started, just do it. Just trust yourself, get started and run with it. You can figure it out on the way.
Yes, and also speaking about the community, some will notice that I'm that kind of student who will ask even a small question, or I believe that there's no wrong question. There's no stupid question. But because where I'm sitting in my corner, whatever I'm not too sure about, I'll make sure that I ask. Even some things that I know that I can Google, but it's maybe Google will delay compared to asking you direct. So the community helped me like that, because I'll come up with the question. Maybe sometimes you, Warwick, will say, hey, Zamani, how come Zamani is asking this question? Because everything is obvious. But with your help and passionate, you're able to respond to us, and it helps us a lot. It means a lot because it gives us guide, and that's courage to do things.
Well, thanks for saying that. And I'll be there to help you long into the future. So as I say, I'm looking forward to seeing where this evolves for you, and I'm looking forward to celebrating with you. So let's continue on this path together, and thank you for sharing your story, which is truly inspiring. So Zamani, we will chat to you in the community, inside the group, and I'm sure everybody else is going to be looking you up there too. But for now, thanks so much for taking the time to share your story with us on the podcast. And I look forward to following this journey on with you long into the future. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.